This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. When you go out to buy anything, be it groceries, clothing, cars and trucks, or gasoline, basically anything, we're greeted with limited inventory and ever-escalating prices. It appears we aren't making much headway on our supply chain problems. Now, listening to our president and the Democrats in power in Congress, they're working diligently to solve that supply chain crisis and deliver the goods to us at lower prices. My question? When exactly are they doing that? It appears to me that all we hear is just one goofy idea after another and not much being done to help in our everyday lives. So the federal government is throwing money around like a drunk sailor, although I hate to disparage drunk sailors, and nothing of merit ever seems to get accomplished. It isn't just the federal government. There's plenty of dopey ideas being thrown around in the halls of the state houses in both Oregon and California as well. So here's a thought. Rather than throw money at any number of crazy ideas like giving free health care to illegal immigrants or giving free legal advice to Afghan refugees or throwing away thousands of dollars on community policing ideas, why are we not partnering with Intel or any of the other computer chip makers to build new plants and production right here in the United States? Good question, isn't it? All we hear about is the chip shortage caused this or the chip shortage is causing that. Why not just partner with private industry and get the problem fixed? After all, if everyone is relying on China to provide computer chips and we go to some type of military conflict with them over Taiwan, do you think they're going to continue to send us the much-needed computer chips? Well, of course not. And remember, most everything these days, including sophisticated military applications, need the fastest and newest computer chips. That would be a national crisis, you say, and you'd be correct. So rather than throw money around for homeless camps and illegal immigrants and tossing it to every country around the world, why not use it here at home to solve this crisis? I guess that's too simple. No, rather than solve our problems, they like putting us back to being energy dependent on Russia and Saudi Arabia and the like. I mean, it's more important to stop the Keystone Pipeline and halt new leases for oil and gas on public lands and attempt to stop all offshore drilling than it is to worry about $4 a gallon gasoline, which, by the way, can and probably will continue to climb to what some predict will be $7 a gallon. Now, if there was ever a time to change course in our country, this is it. And, of course, the only way to change this is the ballot box. Think about that for the next 9 months. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.